Simen Pei Zayin Siftes. Cholov hanimtza bekeva in a cholov. Milk that's found in the stomach of a young calf, a nursing calf, in a cholov, does not have the din of milk. Umotu levashel by basar, and one is permitted to cook with this milk, one is permitted to cook meat, afilu betzol shaba, even if the milk is still liquid. The yeshmisha oiser, however, there's an opinion that says that one is not permitted. And the Rama says, v'chei noigin, and that is the minig for Ashkenazim, is to be machmer in this respect, that if it is still liquid, that we treat it as milk, and it would not be permitted to cook it with meat. There are the three shitas here in the Rishayim. The shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that all milk found in the keva, that's found in the stomach of the nursing calf, has a din of pirsha. So all milk, meaning whether it be liquid, whether it be congealed, whether it be kurush, either way, the milk is viewed as pirsha, and it is not considered milchik. The mechaber even permits, the lashon of the mechaber is, umutu levashel by basar, it is permitted to cook with it meat. This would imply that there's not even an iser of marzayin, that one can even go ahead lechatchila and cook. Now, according to the Shach we had earlier, the Shach said that there's never an iser of maris ayin when it comes to bishul. So this would be consistent with that Shach, that even if it looks like milk, there's no iser of maris ayin when it comes to bishul. That was the opinion of Shach. Otherwise, one would have to say that it's referring to the congealed milk, one kedula chatchila, but any milk would not aser. And the Mechaber just chose to use the lashon Umutu levashel by, because there is milk, the congealed milk, which was not aser because of marasayin. There'd be no marasayin on the congealed, because it clearly, everyone could tell that it's had to take a milk. So that's the first opinion. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. It follows there from the Rambam, that all milk, whether it be congealed or whether it be tzolol, whether it be liquid, is considered pirsha. It loses its status of being chalav, and it becomes parav. Now, the reason why it loses its status is because it's considered digested. It's no longer considered a food item. It's considered to be a waste product, and therefore it loses its status of chalav. The Prima Gadim goes further and says, even though we know that this milk item, this chalav akeva, is nice and tam l'shvach into. It has good properties to it. We use it when we make cheese, for instance. It's maimid. It's nice and tam l'shvach. So we would think that we should not consider this to be pirsha. This sort of is contrary to the whole concept of pirsha. The whole idea of pirsha is it's disgusting. It's mius. The lashon of the shach over here is it's kiperish v'tinoifes. It's disgusting. So we would think then it's things. That would only apply to something which one would not eat, that loses all its food value. But the Prima Gadim explains that even though here it's nice and tamashvach, it's maimid, it has all these good qualities, kimluhu l'chazal, so Chazal had a Kabbalah on this inyan, that is considered parif. That it went out from being considered milk, and now it's considered parif. So one couldn't necessarily extend this to other halachas. Other halachas, in order to be considered pirsha, perhaps it has to be completely a waste product, that it's not nice in tam l'shvach. But over here, it sounds like from the Prima Gadim that it's an exception to the rule. Normally, we would not have assumed that this is pirsha. Chazal told us that this is considered pirsha. The second opinion brought in the Rishonim is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam differentiates between karish and tzolol. If the milk in the keva is congealed, then it has a din of pirsha, then it's considered to be digested. But if it's still tzolol, if it just looks like regular ordinary milk, so then it is considered ordinary milk, and it would be actually also midaraisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to cook with that milk, even though it was found in the keva. That milk would be also, it would be considered milchik. Only once it congeals, then it becomes parav. The third shita is the shita of Rashi. And Rashi holds that all milk, no matter if it's congealed or if it's liquid, either way, it is considered to be milchig. Now the Rama paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, like the second opinion, okay, like Rabbeinu Tam, that milk, if it's karush, if it's congealed, it's considered pariv, but if it's solol, if it's liquid, then it's considered milchigs. However, the Maharshal paskins like Rashi. And he says, first of all, he has a technical argument on Rabbeinu Tam, that how are we going to know how congealed something is? Maybe it's still a little bit liquidy in there. How do we know it's reached the status where it's no milk left over and it's completely congealed? So that's a technicality. And second of all, he says he thinks the Ikar is like Rashi anyway, that even if it would be completely congealed, still it should be considered milchik. However, the Ramah, though, like we said, the Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, the middle category that he differentiates between the Karish and the Tzolol.